Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the next phase with Ice and Friends. 7 p.m., all about 83 degrees in West Texas, mostly clear skies. The next phase with Ice and Friends heard Thursday, 7 until 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard, 8 until 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Disclaimer, always like to posit this for you to for your consideration. Any comments or opinions you hear on this show do not necessarily represent the views and or opinions of the host, sponsors, or Blog Talk Radio. Brief description of this show. This show will address, it addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members in the communities can increase their abilities to acquire more income. In addition to that, methods to address increasing political strength and impact will also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political impact, strength and impact, improving possibilities for combining efforts with others who have similar interests. All these and more poignant concerns will be approached in an entertaining format, we hope. There will be musical segments on occasion, interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. If you have an interest in improving situations for our youth, especially STEM incarceration estimates for minority members of this society or any youth, STEM and the incarceration estimates for any youth in this society, reassessing the significance of the spiritual impact in our community, investigating the best possible means of boosting knowledge for improving your health, as well as many pertinent topics too numerous to include right now, we'd invite you, encourage you to join us as we seek truth on the next phase with Ice and Friends. You can give us a call at 347-945-7040, or you can contact us at blakicz.1@gmail.com, blakicz.1@gmail.com. Another little bit of interest that we like to pass along, we highly recommend that you consult professionals in the fields we refer to on this show. The information you hear on this show is meant to be a catalyst to encourage individuals to research topics they find interesting. And as always, I'd like to mention Ms. Rabia Ahmed and her organization of SMART, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, a program in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, designed to assist especially women and their families who have had difficulties in their lives. The program actually aids the women and their families in regaining their social and financial footings. Sister Rabia does considerably more than just talk. And we really appreciate her. She shared with us last week, and if she has a chance, hope she'd give us a call through this week as well. If you want to find out more about Sister Rabia Ahmed's organization, SMART, Single Mothers Are Really Trying, take a look at www.smart2change.org. At www.smarttochange.org. I believe it's .com. If it's not .org, it's .com. Smart to Change, smart2change.org or .com. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to look it up again. And we'll do that and get it straight next time for sure. Also, always have to mention The Real Raw Right Now, my dear sister, Miss India DeClaire, showed her daily at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Mondays through Saturdays. And give her a good listen, too. She has some very interesting information, always provocative, always informative. Sister India, I-N-D-I-A-D-E-C-L-A-I-R, India DeClaire Show, and that's her daily 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow, I'm sure she'll have a show at 11 Central Standard Time. I think it's 10 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. So give her a good listen, too. She has some wonderful information and inspiration for you. Sister Navazor, N-A-V-A-X-O-R, Sister N-A-V-A-X-O-R-1, heard Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Navazor, N-A-V-A-X-O-R-1, that's Sundays at 6 p.m. Sister Navazor has a show. And what you do is you come to Blog Talk Radio, and there will be a search block there, and you type in, like, I-N-D-I-A, India DeClaire, I-N-D-I-A-D-E-C-L-A-I-R, India DeClaire, or you type in Navazor, N-A-V-A-X-O-R, and they'll provide you the information at that. They'll direct you to that site, and it'll give you an opportunity to give those ladies a good take a listen to what they're doing. They're doing some tremendous work. I really appreciate what they do. Oh, Miss Paralegal, hey, how you doing? She says she can't hear anything. And Texas Maid, 235, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the chat room. And you can join us here in the chat room if you choose to at Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, or give us a call at 347-945-7040. She says, is there sound? I'm like, I hope so. I hope there's sound in the chat room. But we, you know, we do experience a few technical problems on occasion. And hopefully as we go along with this, not sure is what I'm trying to tell her in the chat room, I say. I hope so. And I really appreciate you all joining us. Texas Maid from Texas, wonderful person indeed. And Ms. Paralegal, thank you for joining us. I hope you can hear me. I want to say welcome to you. And like I say, if you we got a lot to talk about this week, and if you want to give us a call and add your voice to some of the subjects, such as the situation that's occurring in Wisconsin, which is really taking over the news these days, please feel free to give us a call, 347-945-7040. And we're going to have some information about that as we move along with the show. let me can't hear. Okay, let me see. Might need to go out and come back maybe. Hopefully we'll get this done. We'll get some noise in the chat room maybe. Or you can give us a call. All right, okay. Texas Maid says she has sound. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. There, we do have occasional glitches on the show, so don't let that alarm you. Don't let that discourage you. Just persist, and we'll get this thing together sooner or later, right? And also I'd like to invite you to take a listen to Sister Janice Graham. I think we have shows on simultaneously. And if you get a chance to listen to her show, it's a great show. Also, it comes on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, that'll be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sister Janice Graham, Our Common Ground. You go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can type in J-A-N-I-C-E. G-R-A-H-A-M, and it'll take you to Sister Janice Graham's information, and it'll give you a display of the information necessary for you to give her shows a listen to. And she has some wonderful shows as well. Brother Alfo is a featured host on that show, and there's another lady, I can't remember all the names, but they do a tremendous amount of research and have some excellent information for you. Give them a listen to. That's on Blog Talk Radio, Our Common Ground, Sister Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Janice Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. And my dear sister, Miss Quiet Storm. Miss Quiet Storm, her show is, if you want to get information about her, it's M-S-Q-U-I-E-T-S-T-O-R-M, one word, all together there, no spaces. Miss Quiet Storm. And her show is on Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 Central, and 12 noon Eastern. And you can, she has a site, www.missquietstorm.com, I believe is her site, if I'm not mistaken. She's also in Facebook. And what she addresses primarily are issues having to do with this month. I think her featured programs are going to be about youth and date rape, some of those types of issues, and her shows, trust me, are very riveting. They give you insight, information. She has some wonderful guests on her shows. I really appreciate it. I've had the chance to visit her show, and she allowed me to participate, and I'm very appreciative for what she does, the work she does, and I encourage you, I implore you to look up Miss Quiet Storm, Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/MissQuietStorm. And listen to her show. We all have shows that are archived if you want to get those shows to listen to. Brother Alpho, www.blogtalkradio.com/Alpho, A-L-F-O, Alpho, and you can put him in the search block. He's changed his time, and I haven't kept up with it, but look him up, and I think it's Saturdays is when Brother Alpho will be on, and he has, Brother Alpho is a very dynamic individual, very informative, and provides you with a tremendous amount of information. He and I, we have some controversies on occasion, but I really appreciate his enthusiastic approach to providing his audience with information sufficient to substantiate his positions on the issues. I really like his show. That's ALFO, Brother Alpha, in the search block on Block Talk Radio. Jay Early, as a matter of fact, has a show, and I never get Jay's shows right. I catch them on occasion. But I made myself a promise that I'm going to get all this information and put it together. J-A-Y-E-A-R-L-E-Y, Jay Early. And he has a good show also. And his shows pretty much are about, I can say that they do include subject matter in regard to improving your self-improvement and financial enhancement and those types of things. And I really appreciate his show as well. Brother Gary McCants. GRYMCCANTS, a spiritual show that takes a look at things from the spiritual aspects. Give him a listen to also if you have a chance. Gary McCants, Blog Talk Radio, one of the hosts here. And I'd like to mention that Current TV, Keith Olbermann, Current TV, that's where Keith Olbermann moved to. And that guy, he was one of my heroes. I hated to see him get dismissed from MSNBC, but hey, he's continuing on, and I hope wish him much success. He doesn't know me, but I know him, and I think he's a dynamic individual, and he tells just a little bit too much truth, I think, for people to feel comfortable with him. Now, let me take a break just a second, not a break, but let me mention Sister Serena Williams. She's had some medical problems that she's going through right now. And our best wishes, our prayers, hopes, and best wishes to her and the family. And best wishes and hopes, prayers for her complete and speedy recovery. And look forward to seeing her back on the tennis courts. Serena Williams had a blood clot in her lungs. And so if you want to get any information about that, where I found the information was on the JournalGazette.net. And it has a story about her and what's going on with her life as well. Also, now, getting back to the show, my show, The Next Phase with Ice and Friends, and you can address this show at 347-945-7040, and I'll keep checking back and forth. Only have one screen, so I have to share time with my screen to go back and forth to the switchboard and look for calls. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so, 347-945-7040. Continuing on, one of my goals for 2011 is to provide more opinions from Africans, Americans of African ethnic perspective. I think that's essential. Because my opinion is that opinion, because my opinion is that opinions from African ethnic origins have a tremendous value, these opinions are absolutely necessary and fundamental in the public discourse. Some people would sarcastically retort, why? And my response simply is, what exactly is the alternative to the opinions from people of African origins? Precisely, as I suspected, there is no legitimate opposing view. The only defense is tradition or custom, either of which can be found to be totally devoid of substance. Another 2011 goal is to continue to stay informed and abreast of information that is relevant to me, spiritually, personally, ethnically, economically, professionally, nationally, politically, and environmentally, etc. These are some of the things that we attempt to approach this year, 2011, and hopefully as we continue on, we will reach all these goals and objectives that we've set for ourselves to address some of these issues in a way that is hopefully informative and entertaining for you. I also like to offer our best wishes for the people in New Zealand who suffered an earthquake. Had a chance to meet some people in different chat venues from New Zealand, some wonderful people and warm people, and there was a tremendous earthquake there that caused a tremendous loss of life. And our prayers and hearts go out to you guys. And continually our prayers and hearts and prayers go out to the people in Jamaica. And best wishes for Haiti and their recovery. Hopefully, you know, I've looked at some things about those where the earthquake was there and the floods and mudslides, and those things are heart-wrenching also. And our best wishes to them, and hopefully they'll soon recover. It's going to be a long, tumultuous struggle, and anything that we can do to be of any assistance, I think is to our best interest to do so, because I think I just hate to see those children struggle the way that they're having a struggle there, and it convicted me to feel so. You know, where that you have the services of media for yourself, lights, water, gas, you know, housing, a shelter, food, you know, a means to prepare your food. And these guys are intense and with very limited resources. And, man, it's something that, you know, if you pray or whatever your higher power is, you know, if you use whatever your mind or you summons whatever it is you summons, we'd appreciate you directing some of those efforts toward those individuals who are still suffering in that area in the Caribbean. Now, talking about the Wisconsin situation, and is it relevant to us as people of African descent? I think it is, personally. And one of the reasons that I think that it's so essential for us as people of African descent is because of the fact that those things happened to us in the 60s. I mean, and what's happening, in my opinion, is what you might consider to be a denial of services, a denial of your civil rights is the way I see it. And what you will find as you continue to follow this story, if you are following it at all, it's about what you might call unions, as they say. And these terms are created to desensitize or disassociate people from being citizens of the United States of America. They try to make the term union bad. But, you know, whenever you pledge the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the quote-unquote United Union, United derivatives of States of America, you know, when you united we stand, divided we fall. When we come together, we unite. Whenever people get married, they form a union. I mean, these words are not words that are in any way should be offensive, but I've watched media use those words in a terrible way against us as citizens of the United States of America, as well as terms such as liberal. You know, liberal, that's a bad word. That means to be liberated. Give me liberty or give me death, right? And but when you hear those words come from some of the most sadistic individuals that I've ever seen, they attempt to have those words be words that will cause you to feel offended or, you know, to disassociate yourself from these words. And what it's meant to do, in my opinion, is to divide us. And once divided, then we're easy pickings. You know, and what we have to do, in my opinion, as citizens of the United States of America, which we all have one vote, regardless to how much money you have, and I hear that Karl Rove is kicking around the idea of he's going to put $120 million in trying to get different governors and so forth elected and whatnot. Well, you can put $120 million in there, but that doesn't mean you're going to get the vote of the people. The people are actually seeing what you're doing right now, and I don't know that they're approving of it. From what I'm gathering, they're not approving of it. You know, and one of the reasons, in my opinion, is when you listen to a guy like the Senator Glenn Grothman, he said we can no longer have these slobs in the Capitol building in Madison, Wisconsin, I believe. You know, those are teachers and police officers, firemen, and so forth, and different individuals who are organized to protect their best interests, not necessarily only for themselves, as we had to do as ethnic groups in the 60s and earlier than that. We try to protect our youth, our children, because, you know, that's what's important, and this is what these assaults are directed toward, are your children. When you look at your children in the eyes, this is who they're trying to disenfranchise with these millions of dollars that they're trying to invest. And so I say, are your children slobs? You know, what Republicans call, after they get your vote, that's what they call you, a slob. And I think that's really reprehensible. You talk about people. You know, Democrats talk about solutions. Republicans talk about people, in my opinion. And let me say, I'm 100% an Obama supporter, just in case you didn't know. And if you take umbrage, if you have a disagreement with me, you're welcome to give me a call, 347-945-7040. And we'll do our best to entertain you in conversation. And I don't think you're not going to change my mind. I can honestly tell you that from the beginning. But maybe I can offer you some information that might be of some benefit to you that would have you take a different look at President Obama, because it's not about President Obama. It's about who we see in the mirror right now. It's what are we willing to do? You know, as I said before, whenever we were going through the struggle in the 60s for what you call civil rights, people were disassociated, and now they find their very civil rights under assault. And I was listening to this guy, Mike Huckabee. Now, this is a preacher, Mike Huckabee. And I'm going from this Grossman who said that the people in the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin are slobs, and that Governor Walker, you know, how they have this condescending attitude toward those people who are having their rights assaulted and having their incomes attacked, and for the upper echelon, the wealthy individuals. I don't have anything against a person being wealthy, but I do have something against them not wanting to pay their fair share, and I'll get into that a little bit as we go along. Mike Huckabee says the president was raised in Kenya. This is supposed to be a minister, maybe a white nationalist church, you know, because Reverend Wright was a black nationalist church, as they say. But Mike Huckabee is a minister. And who could follow a minister who would bear false witness against his neighbor? I'm wondering, you know, to me it's not that person that makes those statements, it's the people that follow them. Those are the ones that I have really a question about. Is this the very best the Republicans have to offer? Just plain bizarre. These guys prove that even their supposed spiritual leaders are really misleaders. And, you know, speaking about that, the followers of these individuals, Mike Huckabee, that Grossman guy, and the followers of Rove and the followers of some of the other people that I won't give any mention to right now, has to do with a certain belief system. And this belief system was set up over generations, over years of indoctrination, people providing information that was, in all probability, to a large degree, false or incomplete, should I say. The information may have been accurate, but it was incomplete because there was more information that was not added to, which could have provided a tremendous amount more of opinions that would have been more inclusive of each individual who was suffering at that time. And I continue to refer to the people of African descent. And let me give a shout out to, while I'm rambling, let me give a shout out to the Weather Channel. Because yesterday I saw something that I didn't even know that had happened in history. And that was the flood, the Mississippi flood of 1927, where the Mississippi River flooded and stranded, I think, I want to say 1,300 It may have been more, 1,300 people of African descent on a levee. And there were some guys that wanted to come and rescue them. And the farmers, I guess, for lack of a better word, wouldn't allow that rescue to occur because they were so afraid in 1927 that their laborers would leave and wouldn't come back. And that would put the work on those individuals. You know, and the strangest thing about it, if you get a chance, the flood of 1927, Mississippi flood of 1927, I don't know if you can find it on YouTube, but I watched that show and I was just totally in awe as I watched that show. And it contributes to my concern about belief systems. I looked it up, belief system. Your belief system is the actual set of precepts from which you live your daily life, those which govern your thoughts, words, and actions. Without these precepts, you could not function. So in order to take this journey and to give it some meaning, you must answer the following questions for yourself. And I skipped over that. But a belief system provides a core set of values on which we base everything we do, say, or believe. We can classify our values as a set of rules that define how we process and store information as it comes in through our conscious mind. Our conscious mind takes these rules and shaves off the sides, planes the ends, and polishes the exterior to make it easier to process and store in our subconscious. The subconscious then takes these this process piece of information and, according to our rules, associates it with other information that we classify as solid and accurate. During this association, we began to understand the new information and are better able to assimilate it for future reference. So what I want to say is this. The belief system of the Tea Party and the belief system let me just be political. Republicans is on full display right now. What you're seeing is the corporations utilizing the Republican Party to attack the citizens of the United States of America. And what you see happening in Wisconsin, Ohio, and I believe Michigan, and is that the voters elected these governing entities, the Walkers, the predominant Republican state houses and so forth, and then the state houses and the governors turn against the citizenry. And how and why they did it, I have no clue. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it looks like that it's going to be disastrous for, I would think, that party, because it displays just how atrocious that they are, in my opinion, at trying to take control of the citizenry. And it's not to improve it. You know, they want to take away services for the less fortunate individuals who are the middle class and provide tax breaks for the wealthy. And to my idea, that belief system is totally inaccurate and devoid of substance sufficient to support their actions. You know, what we need to do, I think, as a community, as a community of citizens, is to take back control, because the governor was elected to support the people. And then as he got into office, he was more influenced by the corporate media, the corporations, as illustrated by the call from the prank call from the guy who purported himself to be Mr. Koch, and the governor revealed his perspectives on how he had intended to take over the situation and to disband the unions, which the unions are supposedly beneficial for the Democratic Party. As far as being able to, they don't have the money that the corporations have, but they have the ability to provide information, disseminate information to the public, and provide ways and means that the public can get to the voting places and cast their votes as they should as citizens of the United States of America. And if you destroy that unified force of citizens, which they call unions, and then you would, in essence, destroy the opportunity for the citizens to be represented in their own best interest. And I think that what had happened initially, what occurred over this last election, where the people were discouraged, you know, a lot of people, liberals, said, "Don't vote. I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't get myself involved in this situation," because they were angry with what the perceived activity of the President of the United States, of Barack Obama, had been doing. And they didn't vote. But that was the opposition, which is the Republican Party. They will vote. They're unified in their effort to promote their cause. And it makes perfect sense. As we then in the opposition, if we feel as though that we don't agree with what's, what the Republican Party is doing, then we have to have some opposition to it. And we need as much unity as corporations and conglomerates have, because they have the financial resources, but they only have one vote each. And when they have a direct negative impact on the citizenry, then the citizenry should respond in a way to better position itself to have some constraints on the, to me, the activities and behaviors of the corporations. Taking a look to me at the Tea Party, the newest gimmick that the conservatives have employed to redirect some people's belief system. If your belief system is based on anything but the truth, it will vanish during the intense intellectual examination. A real movement is based on truth, not lies and deception. Initially, the momentum of the Tea Party was powerful enough to sweep in a tremendous redistribution of the political power matrix. The Tea Party, with their concept, which was to shrink taxes on the public and to cut spending and so forth, they had the momentum due to the fact, to me, of a less informed dominant voting majority. They had the ability to sweep in tremendous redistribution of the political power matrix, which put a lot of Republicans in office. It changed the power structure in the House of Representatives of the United States of America. However, when left to its own devices, you have a situation that is occurring in Wisconsin and probably several other states. You have the true nature of the Tea Party movement in full display, not only the intent, but actually the implementation of the concept. That concept seems to me to be the denial of civil rights of citizens of the state of Wisconsin. And that's why I'm so aggravated, me personally, is because it denies the civil rights of the people. And, you know, it's like, to me, what it reminds me of Don Merida. Here's a call, 334. Let me put you on right quick, and I appreciate you giving us a call. 334, can you hear me? Area code 334. Can you hear me? Area code 334. Anyway, I guess you can't hear me, or you're away from the phone right now. But I'll leave your mic up, so when you get back, if you get a chance, make a sound and we'll put you on. And otherwise, I'll continue on with my with my little monologue here.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
There you are. How you doing?
Black Ice.
Is this Talk Man?
Tom Love, yeah, Talk Man.
Turn that radio. Turn your speakers down on your radio thing.
It's down.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. I really appreciate you giving us a call in. Can I give you a brief introduction?
Sure. Yes.
And I want to say, let me say, Miss Paralegal, thank you so much for introducing me to Talk Man, and I really, really appreciate having an opportunity. Do you mind me giving the state that you're in, bro, or is that?
No, any information you want to give me, fine.
I just want to say, Talk Man has been in radio for any number of years, and I'll let him better represent himself. but he's in the state of Alabama. I'm in the state of Texas, and we both – he's a talk show host himself, and he and I battle for the mic, but I'm going to turn him loose because I'm looking forward to whatever he does because it's going to be good. How long have you been in the business, man, radio?
Been in the business for 27 years, but I've been in talk radio for 15 years.
15 years. And, hey, I tell you what, Miss Paralegal dropped a dime on you the other day, man.
Well, I know it had
to be. You want me to break it right here?
Yeah, break it right there.
She said you used to be a drummer for the Commodores?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Back when the Commodores first started.
Congratulations, brother. Congratulations.
Thank you. I got kicked out by Lionel Richie, so, you know, I ain't too proud of
him.
Lionel Richie came in, and the week he came in, I got booted.
Hey, we're not done yet, though, talk, man. We're a long ways from being done, brother.
Right.
Oh, she's on the phone. Hold on. Let me see. She said she called in. Let me see. Ah, look. Is that you, Ms. Paralegal?
Hello.
Hey, look out now. Both of y'all on here. This is double trouble.
Right, well, I don't want to interrupt. I want him to continue.
You're not interrupting. I'm going to give it to you and talk, man. Let me throw out my little stuff here. The next phase with Ice and Friends. And if you want to give us a call, 347-945-7040. Ms. Paralegal and talk, man. Ms. Paralegal put talk, man, and I together, and I so much appreciate that. And I also want to say, Texas May, thank you for joining us in the chat room. Talk, man, brother, I want to say you've been in the business for 27 years, 14 years in radio, and you used to play with the Commodores. And with that said, I'll let you continue on, you and Ms. Paralegal, and I'll just listen.
Well, what I wanted to do is comment a little bit about what you was talking about a minute ago about the Tea Party and President Obama. Now, I have a probably a little bit different view about things than you do.
Right.
I often get in trouble because I'm an African American, and I, you know, I kind of disagree with a lot of people in what they're saying about President Obama. Now, I love President Obama. President Obama is a good president. He's going to be a great president. A great president as soon as he realizes that America is America. And nothing is right in America right now. And I hate to say that, and I don't want to be so down and so negative on America.
You're not, brother. You're not.
But a lot of people think that, you know, especially African-American people, we are so with President Obama. And my feeling right now is that he hasn't done anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. Now, in saying that, I will say this. President Obama has the potential to be one of the greatest presidents ever in the United States of America. But the one thing that I believe is holding President Obama back is that he's so intense about crossing over party lines.
Mm-hmm.
No president we've had in the past six, seven presidents even attempted to cross over party lines because they knew it wasn't possible. And it's definitely two times not possible for President Obama. Number one, he's a Democrat, and Republicans hate Democrats. And number two, he's an African-American. And Republicans are 85% white, and they hate African Americans. Okay,
but I want to cut you right there because of what you said concerning President Obama and that he's afraid to cross those lines. I think he's just trying to. I think he's doing something that no president has done or ever attempted to do, which was to bring all parties together. And he's trying to work with everybody, and so that the country can be stable. See, because it's off balance because everybody is made to pick a side. And I think what he's trying to do is to balance it out by making it even, the country even, so that everybody can make a decision and we can all be comfortable with it, that it doesn't have to be black or white.
Okay, now, hold on right there. Hold your point right there. I totally agree with you as to what he's trying to do. is that you're trying to pull in people who don't like you.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about liking.
But it does matter.
No, it doesn't. Because when you're trying to do something to better the country, who cares if you like me or not? If it's going to work, it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to work because, I told you, he has two things against him. He's a Democrat and he's an African-American. No way that the Republicans...
If everybody keeps thinking like that, nothing is going to get done.
But, Mr. Illegal, why are you a Democrat or a Republican? I'm an independent.
Exactly. And it's the you're the person that's actually keeping it unbalanced because you are independent and you are so for the negative side than the positive. The positive way to look at this is this. Who cares if they like Obama? I don't care who likes him or don't like him. What I care about is that the work get done. So, you know, because he's not in the White House to make friends. He's in there to take America, which is in a terrible state, and he's trying to clean it up and do the best that he can. Who gives a care if anybody like him? What I want to
see is what you have to understand, honey, is that's not the way politics works.
It's working like that today.
But listen to me for a second. You have party for party and party against other party. No way are the Republicans nor the Tea Party nor the Independents are going to allow a black man to be successful if they can stop him. But the thing that President Obama has on his side is that he didn't get elected by black people. He got elected by a crossover number of people, blacks, white, Mexicans, and all voted for Obama to get him in. Okay, what President Obama is trying to do right now, he's trying to satisfy all those people who got him in. You cannot do that in politics. You've just got to do what is right. It doesn't matter if the people who voted for you and elected you feel like what you wrong, as long as you know what you're doing is right. But the problem here is, that you cannot satisfy 250 million people. And President Obama is trying to satisfy every single person in the United States and all these people abroad. You cannot do that. You know, you got to first be elected to be the president of the United States. Not India, not Egypt, not Afghanistan, not Iraq, United States. Well, where you go, and what we're so good about doing is we're good about trying to be the police force for the entire world, and we letting our country go to nothing.
Talk, man. Hold on, just a second. Just a second. Don't hold that thought, Ms. Paralegal.
I am here.
Don't you ever accuse me of hanging
don't
up on you?
Don't ever hang up on me, Talk, man. Anyway, he pressed that button. That's what he did.
I was kind of happy that he did.
Talk, man. He know how to cut people off. But
I,
you know
I was
what?
Happy that
let
he
me,
did.
Let I know you was. You just get on my nerve. You know what? That man is not trying to put on a show for anybody. You're trying to make it seem like Obama is trying to buy friendship. Or that he's doing all of these things to satisfy those who voted. No, what he's trying to do is show those who don't like him and don't think that he can do a great job. He's trying to show them how work can be done and you don't have to be stressed to do it. That man is just cool, calm, and collective. He's getting work done. He's doing the best he can. He's working with what he can work with. But again, it's those undecisive people that is keeping everything unbalanced. You know, the ones that don't want to know who they voting for, but they got such a high opinion of everything. You want an opinion? Vote for the right one.
Hey, let me jump in here for a minute and say that, you know, I kind of agree with Talk Man, but I really, really agree with Ms. Paralegal. I'm telling you, Talk, I'm 100% Obama supporter.
You can't straddle the fence, Black. You can't straddle the fence.
No. I'm going to show you why I don't straddle the fence. Let me show you why. See, what Obama is, and this is what you've never seen to me before in as a president of the United States, this is why the Republicans find it such a hard time being able to find anybody to run against him. This man is a community organizer. He,
yes, he is.
Finds the consensus. He comes in and he finds, and he, you know, people say they want to say that he's not a leader. This dude is absolutely a leader because what's happened, they wanted him to run into Wisconsin. Obama's not running into Wisconsin. The people in Wisconsin are beginning to stand up. If he had run in there, they would have sat down and said, well, Obama, you know, these people are saying, listen, you're not going to push us around anymore. And Obama is sitting there. And same thing with Egypt. Same thing he told Gaddafi today. Sit down. Get out. Go. Leave. You know, the people are for you. And this is what's happening, in my opinion, all over everywhere. And this guy is, he's had 43 prior presidents. And how can you imagine anybody voting two terms for Ronald Reagan and two terms for George Bush? That's insane. George Bush took a almost $500 billion surplus and turned it into a multi-trillion dollar deficit. And then the Republicans are crying, well, the stimulus package didn't work. And I'm saying, if George Bush was such a wonderful president, why would you ever have needed a stimulus package to begin with? When Obama took office, he had a failing economy. He had a failing Wall Street. He had a failing auto industry. All the jobs had been exported. Listening to Ronald Reagan with his supply-side economics, which suggested that take the jobs and send them overseas. We don't need. I had a buddy that came down here in 80, staunch Republican, and he and I both worked in the oil field. He got a job in the oil field. I was already working in the oil field. He came from Youngstown, Ohio, where the foundries were. We had wellheads, we had all kind of tubular goods and everything coming out of the United States of America on floats on 18-wheelers that were coming to Texas, bringing the equipment that we needed. We needed. We needed pumping units. We needed wellheads. We needed all kinds of steel and that kind of stuff, goods like that. Ronald Reagan convinced these people that it's better to supply side economics, I guess, is what he suggested to be. You take the factories, send them overseas, and sell the product back to the United States. Where that's just okay. Opposite of what's correct. You build a product in the United States, sell it abroad, bring the money back to the United States.
Okay, but you know who? Now here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama wasn't the first black president we had. Bill
right.
Clinton was. Bill Clinton was. Okay. Now here's the next thing.
Bill Clinton is
mess,
black. He is not an African American. I don't care how you put that.
I didn't say that.
You came out one time, knock on that man's door, and ask him for dinner, and he will invite you in. Come
I
on,
said
give
he
me
was
a break.
The first black president we ever had.
Ain't African American like
a piano. Can I finish? The reason I say that is because Bill Clinton really was the first president to ever actually lean towards the African American people.
No, he was not.
Let me tell you this right quick. I'm gonna throw this at you right quick, and then I shut up. Three strike rule, and I'm quiet.
Okay. All right. Well, look, the North American Free Trade Agreement was brought in by what president?
Bill Clinton.
Bush
introduced it, and Clinton got it ratified or got it passed.
Clinton was the one who passed. Mm-hmm. Now, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill Clinton was only, and I like Clinton also, but Bill Clinton was the guy. Bill Clinton was looking out for what was good for right then. No, and the Republicans told him that in 20 years it was going to kill us, and it didn't take 20 years. Because just like you said, Ike, you know, why are we not building these products in America and sending them out abroad?
Right.
Yeah, but let me comment on what you said before you go on. Bill Clinton was not the only one looking out for African Americans. Go further in your history. You're forgetting about Mr. Jimmy Carter. Not only that, you're forgetting about Kennedy, who helped with
Jimmy
the slaves.
Jimmy Carter wasn't a president. Jimmy Carter should have been a cabinet member. He should have never been the leader of this free world.
You know what?
Jimmy Carter didn't have the ability to lead his country.
No. You know what? Carter was one of the most tumultuous times right there because, see, what's happened is I can remember the daisy chains. and I know you don't, you probably may not, you're fuzzy on this or daisy chains. What that was where they had the ships parked off the coast out in the Gulf of Mexico. You remember that? And
yeah.
They were just transferring oil from ship to ship and jacking up the prices. He was a victim, and he started a deregulation. That's one thing that I would say that was a bad thing, in my opinion.
Absolutely, deregulation.
Right, but
the problem is, mm-hmm. is that you know it's just like now as African American people. Mm-hmm. I've got to say this, and then I'm going to let you have your show. Okay.
No, man. Listen, this is our show,
America,
dude.
In America, we as African American mm-hmm. people, we embrace Barack Obama, and we mm-hmm. and if we admit this, because we live in a real world now, we cannot mm-hmm. live in a fictitious world. Mm-hmm. But live, you know, in the real world, we know in the back of our mind we embrace Barack Obama, basically because he's an African American, and we
no,
want to
speak for yourself. You cannot say that. That's embedded
point,
in
though.
Your mind. That's the only thing that is embedded in
point.
Your mind.
The same way we embraced O.J. Simpson because we felt like
don't
the
nobody
white
like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, yes, I, you know, maybe you didn't, but you know
I
the
sure
majority
did.
Of
I don't like
African
half
Americans
the people
did.
I talk to and know.
But what we've got to do is we've got to learn what is right for America. Because see, what is right for the black man has got to be right for the white man too. If not, it's not going to work.
Okay,
and
let
see,
me say something.
We got to understand that from a righteous sense, not
mm-hmm.
from a racist sense.
Right. But what
and
I want to say
problem.
To you, Mr. Talkman, is this: you are not always right. That's one thing you have to.
I've never said I was always right.
You
I've always said that
in.
I was right.
You
in,
may be a little louder
right
than me, but.
I may
let
not
me
be
get
right
my word
in what I
in,
think,
sir.
But maybe
you're a little louder than me.
We both
but,
don't talk at the same time.
That's why I need you to be quiet so I can say something.
I mean, I can hang up, but I'm just saying.
No, you ain't got to hang up. Just listen.
What I'm
because
saying is, you got to let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
Okay, my point is, I may not be right in everything I say, but at least I have the right to say it because I live in America. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and my thing now is that if we're gonna embrace Barack Obama, let's do it right. Because if we embrace him simply because he's an African American president, then we're no better than the white people who embraced George Bush with all that mess that he was doing. You know, I mean.
Okay, now
don't
go nowhere, talk man. Let Miss Paralegal let her have a say so. Don't go nowhere, man. Hold on.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I keep hearing you say this over and over and over, and every time I hear you say it, it doesn't make sense to me because you don't really know why people chose Barack Obama. That's your opinion. You cannot speak for all African Americans. You are only one person. So speak for yourself into what you think it could be. Because when I voted, I didn't vote because the man was black, okay? Now, you don't, I beg your pardon?
Yes, it is.
No, I did not. I didn't vote for him because he was black. I voted for him for all of the things that he had already done. Remember, the man didn't just drop out of the sky, and he
yes,
did a whole lot of stuff.
But he did.
You didn't pay attention
but
to him until he got
the
race, but I did.
He only come on the 3 years.
No.
Bro, let
you don't read Jet
so.
Magazine, and you don't read Ebony either. Because that man was on the scene way before. You just didn't pay attention. But he did a whole lot of things, and he did a lot of stuff in Chicago as well. What the man's educational background, what he stood for, that's what made me vote for him. Now, if he was not in the race and Hillary Clinton was, I probably would have voted for McCain. Why? Because Hillary Clinton was trying to ride off of her husband's identity, and it ain't working for him now, and it ain't going to never work for her, okay? Because all black people are not stupid. So every time we get into politics, we want to make this thing a black and white thing. It is not a black and white thing. It is according to what people beliefs are. It don't have anything to do, and you was the main one that kept saying, stop thinking about color, but yet you the only one that keep bringing up his color. We're looking
no,
at
am,
the work
I,
that he's doing.
No, I am not talking sense. About color. I am saying to you is that do not just embrace Barack Obama because he's black. Embrace him because you feel like he's doing the right thing for America. And I don't think, and this is just one man's opinion now, I don't believe that the majority of the African-American people are embracing Barack Obama because he's doing the right thing.
Speak for everybody.
First black, but I'm telling you what one man's opinion is. I'm not speaking for everybody. And the thing that I'm trying to say to you is that you can ask out of every 100 African-American people today, you can ask 100 people, and I guarantee you 90 of them cannot tell you who anybody on Barack Obama's cabinet is. They can't tell you.
Let me do this with you.
They're not
okay,
at
so
that.
Now
they
that we know what Barack Obama is doing, right? Right, Mr. Talkman. Now that we know what Barack Obama is doing, tell me what you're doing in your community to help to where somebody can look up to you as a leader and say one day that they would like to see you on a Senate seat. Tell me that. Since we are so adamant that Barack Obama is not doing what is right for the country because he is black, that's the only reason why people voted for him. Not that we got sense of our own to know that.
I did not say that that's the only reason people voted for him.
But that's the only thing you keep talking about, and it sounds like a broken record to me. Tell me, what are you doing?
And you sound like a broken record to you because I'm a man who sticks to his word. I say the same thing all the time.
Okay, anyway. Tell me what you're doing, sir.
I think he is the smoothest, most wanting to do the right thing president we've ever had.
I promise you, Barack Obama don't care about
your opinion
right now.
I'm just trying to tell you that crossing over party lines will never get him where he wants to be because it has never worked, and now it's definitely not the right thing.
Let me ask you something. You're saying that it'll never work. Now, I'm going to have to take it here with you, and then you know what? I'm going to get off this phone.
No,
because, see, I get so tired of hearing this. You can't say what will never work because even the Bible says that God would take the...
You invited me to call. You knew what I was going to say.
Right. Listen. Can I please make this statement without you interrupting? And you could be a gentleman just for 5 seconds. Even the Bible states that that God would take the foolish things to confirm the wise. Okay? Mm-hmm. You don't know where God is going with this thing. And perhaps to some of you, what he's doing is foolish or it don't make sense. It makes sense to the creator, to the one who's leading and guiding him to do what he's doing. That's why can't nobody touch him. That's why the man can't be touched, because he's doing it exactly the way he is being led to do it. Now, what kind of God we serve? A God that loves all and want everybody to come together. Isn't that what this man trying to do? He's trying to bring everybody together. He's not just in it for one thing. You can tell when a person is in their job just to be at a job, or when a person is doing a job because they actually care. The man is not there because he just need to be there. He's there because he cares. And whatever he has to do to make it happen, putting himself aside, he is doing that. So whether it makes sense to you, one who didn't even vote, it don't matter to him.
Oh, I voted.
What matters is that it all get done right. That's what matters. Thank you. Now I'm done.
No. But you know, man, let me throw something in here right quick. You know, Talkman, what you're saying, I hear what you're saying, that he's trying to bring everybody together. But I got to go with Ms. Paralegal all the way on where her position is. But let me show you what I think that one of the things is about Obama that's so unique. And trust me, I voted for Barack Obama because I thought he would do the best job. I mean, you know, I didn't vote for Kerry or Gore or Clinton or anybody else because they were any particular color. I voted for Obama for the simple reason this guy's a very intelligent individual and the way that he presents and comports himself. But what he's done is he's put, just like with the governors this past week, I believe it is, they were all disagreeing with his health care plan. President Obama said, okay, you disagree with it. Submit to me. You put together a committee of governors and give me a better plan. Let me look at it. And if it doesn't address the needs that I have for health care, then I'm not going to support it. But if it does address the needs, any kind of other way you want to do it, then I'll support it. And, I mean, the guy is putting the Republicans out there. He's, you know, I'm not going to defend the Republicans. They have every they had every chance in the world not to go against the people who were united, the citizens who are suffering. These people have children. These people have children that are going to suffer if they have their civil rights amended in any particular way, in my opinion. The Koch brothers are very wealthy individuals. They, you know, and I could get into the aspect, I think, of the Koch brothers where that some of the issues about them wanting to have private schools in Wisconsin where that they want the middle class to pay for it. To me, they're trying to dissolve the middle class. That's just my opinion based on what I've seen their actions to be. When I hear a guy who's an elected official call the people who came to protest and demonstrate against the governor that represents their state, calls him a slob, and then when you hear the leader of the House say that so be it if the people lose their jobs, it's fine as long as it's not me that's hurting. It's like Don Meredith used to say, the differences between it's like ham and eggs. The chicken is involved, but the hog is committed. And whenever you're the hog, you're committed. And it just so happens that in Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, I'm telling you, Mississippi, Florida, these states are coming next. And what they're trying to do is to dismember, disassemble any organizational force against the corporations. The corporations can do fine. They think, like Karl Rove wants to throw around $120
million.
$120 million is not going to buy one vote. Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina spent a lot of money in California and still got defeated. And it's all about truth. And right now, to me, President Obama, the Democratic Party, just happened to be on the side of truth. And the people are beginning to see this. Obama has put these Republicans out on Front Street. They ran the deficit up with the hope of decreasing social spending. The spending that helps the individuals, the citizens of the United States of America, the national. You were talking about NAFTA, the National Chamber of Commerce went and they were behind NAFTA to get the National Chamber of Commerce was behind outsourcing jobs. NAFTA to me was a reaction of the United States against the unions over in. Like the European Union and then Japan and China, the Asian Union, the Commerce Union, we had the best marketing system available in the world, the United States of America. People were doing really, really nice, pretty good, until Ronald Reagan got in office. That's when you had the savings and loan situations occur, the RTCs, because I can remember sending off and getting information on RTC property that was like inch and a half, 2 inches thick. That was available as a result of the problems that Ronald Reagan caused to the savings and loan industry. Then you turn right around and Bush got in office, and Bush caused problems with more unemployment, people losing their homes, losing. I lost 35% of my retirement in June 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when the stock market fell. 35%, a lot of guys, you didn't lose anything. You dang right I lost something. Because if I had that 35%, it would be drawing more interest right now. But Wall Street, Obama took the spiraling down of what Bush had done as a result of his theories of supply-side economics, of deregulation, of no oversight. He had to because when Bush left office, if you remember, in 2008 December, it was the job losses were at $750,000 jobs a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
And also the deficit that the budget that Bush offered was $1.4 trillion, and Obama offered a budget when he came in the office, the first president. I think he had to come with the first budget ever of a president, new president of the United States of America. And he was faced with two military fronts, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, and
okay, I got to stop you because I do have
something
I got to do right quick. But I do need to make this point. Everything that President Obama right now is having to deal with. He knew this stuff before he even decided to run for president. And I just felt like,
he never,
you know, to what?
He's not complaining about doing the work.
Okay, I'm just saying, everything that's happening right now, he knew this stuff was happening even before he decided to run for president. My thing is I was just hoping that when we got our first black president in the United States of America, it would be at an ease-over period instead of him jumping into the worst situation that the United States has been in since the Great Depression. You know, give him a chance to come in as president and be able to work the system to be able to do what he can do. Right now, he's trying to fight what George Bush did. He's trying to clean up what George Bush did. And the thing about it is, it will be 25 years from now before he get any credit for cleaning up what George Bush messed up. If Barack Obama had taken over a situation that George Bush took over, that Bill Clinton left him, then Barack Obama could today be known as the best president that America's ever had right now, simply because of his smartness, because of his cool on the fire, and because of his willingness to help everybody. But this man is in a situation now.
I don't think he's really looking to
help a whole
get
lot of people because he has to clean up a pre-existing mess.
Right.
Can I finish? Because I do have to go. After his 4 years, he's not going to be known for accomplishing a whole lot because it's going to take him 4 years to get everything regulated to where he can run the country.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, if he does not get reelected, I can promise you, it'll be 25 years before this man will be given credit for cleaning up the George Bush mess. And look, guys, I'll continue to listen to you guys on the net, but I do have to go. I got 4 kids here that paralegal has made bad, and I got to take care of them.
Hey, Talkman, I'm going to be looking forward to hearing from you again, if you don't mind.
I promise, my friend. I promise you I will. Look, keep up the
good really
work.
I really appreciate you stopping through,
listening.
Brother.
But believe me, do not listen to paralegal.
I'm not getting in that, man. I'm not getting between you two.
Hey, you guys, look, I enjoyed it. You guys have a great night. I'll keep listening and promise you I'll be back on the show.
I appreciate it. God bless you, brother, and take care of the family. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for stopping.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Ms. Paralegal.
Okay, once again, you get all of this smoke that's blowed up, folks, but I don't know what you can really say on this radio station. But anyway,
you can say whatever you want to.
This is what I'm saying. I don't think this man is in this office looking for an award.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in a competition to see if he can be the best president. What he is trying to do is his job. You know, and what bites me in the butt about people with opinions is they think that when they speak their opinion, it's the opinion of all people. No, it's just your opinion. Because sometimes we tend to be a people that folks just got to prove stuff to us, you know.
This man came in
under a rough situation. Not one time has he complained. He said, America, we can do this. That's what he said.
Exactly.
He said we can do this. Now, there's some key points that I like about him. One, the man, that he goes to church and he prays. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
He actually do love his wife. You know, it ain't no front, no pretend. He really do love his wife.
And
thing is, how many presidents do you know that came right in office and got a Peace Prize, a Nobel Peace Prize? You understand what I'm saying? So
he can't
be that bad. So you understand what I'm saying? You know, he's working with – what we have to learn how to do is encourage one another and look for the good parts and stop picking out all the bad stuff. Because if the truth be told, if they put you in the White House, it'll be just as screwed up as it was when Bush did it, Democratic or Republican, whatever you may be. You understand what I'm saying? We got lot of opinions, but we don't have a know-how and we don't have a work-all. This man ain't just, he don't just have a voice, but he's putting actions behind it. Show me your actions. Show me your actions. And and you don't have to be the president of the United States to show actions. Show it in your community. Who are you where you live? You don't understand what I'm saying? Do anybody know you for your works? And could you be a prime candidate for the city mayor or alderman, even an alderman, anything. You understand what I'm saying? Just show me something, you know, because all we have is an opinion. And some of the times we just want to drag people down, but you really can't do it. That man is going to be who he is going to be. If people do not remember him 25 years from now, which they are going to remember him. They're going to remember him simply because he is a president, okay? They have to remember him. But the thing is, Obama is doing what he can do. And the thing is, he's taking advice from everybody he can take it from. He's quoted stuff from Reagan. He's quoted stuff from other presidents. He's using everything that he could use before Kennedy died. That was his friend who also stood on the sidelines with him and helped him so that he can keep a legacy going that Kennedy started. Now Kennedy's grandson is doing it. Come on now. So the man is reaching out on every corner. Cut him a break, okay? Nobody cares anymore what color his skin is. We care about the work that he's doing, that the man stay alive to do it. That's what I'm saying. And he's taking it easy. He's keeping his family intact. You understand? He's able to be himself. He's remembering their vacations. He's not losing himself. And all of this, most of them go crazy.
If they don't,
their wives do.
Well, you know, he's a to me, he's a very balanced individual. And you know, I can, my personal opinion is that as I just surveyed the general public, people aren't as anxious as they were whenever Bush was in office. If you had had the occurrences in the Middle East where you had Egypt and the situation in Libya, you pretty much have an idea that the Republican Party would have, you know, or at least the leader, the Bush would have, you know, well, I'm going to get some planes, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to bomb it, you know, all that kind of stuff. This man is he's a diplomat, and he's so unique,
he's
in my opinion. And I could care less what color, he would be the same man.
Exactly.
And this is what people have a problem with, is they see color as representing some phenomenal prowess. It doesn't matter what color this guy. This guy is a phenomenal individual.
Yes, he is. And you know what? Yeah. Even after his presidency, he's going to continue. You know what now? The president office is about to be a joke. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I was listening the other day when he was talking about Donald Trump is going
to run for the president.
This is a man that has taken a straight vodka and just changed the name. Ain't changed nothing else in it but the name. So now he got Trump Vodka. Okay, this is a man that loses his cool if you messes up his paperwork. So who gonna work with him? What for one? See, this is things that people are not looking at. Who gonna work with Trump? He can't even keep a marriage together, let alone. And one thing is, a president has to be, you know, like the Bible say. The Bible say you have to be blameless among the world. Come on, now. If they start pulling up Trump anything, they gonna find out all kind of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump got some little Trumps hanging around somewhere that don't nobody know about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, to me, what's happening is that the, you know, people say, well, this President Obama, this president. To me, all this man is a real president, and it's something that we haven't seen in,
no,
I don't know,
since Kennedy.
Ever.
I'm going to say since Kennedy.
Kennedy. And you know, Kennedy, and see, the times were so different. I mean, when it was, you know, but now, all right, Kennedy, this is one thing that I speak about that I don't like to, but I'm just going to be honest about it. Kennedy was shot in the head. Martin Luther King was shot in the head. This lady in Arizona was shot in the head. That lady that was down there at that Rand Paul rally was stomped in the head. You know, these guys, for some reason, hate people who have any intellect that are in opposition to them. They and what they do is they dumb down, like with Huckabee, for instance, mm-hmm. suggesting that Obama is from Kenya. And this is a man that is supposedly, right? Mike Huckabee's supposed to be a preacher, right? He's supposed to be a man of the cloth. He's supposed to call it like it is, regardless whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. He is supposed to call it like it is. This guy is going around and slandering, and what's that word? Bearing false witness against his neighbor. And this is a minister. And I'm like, what is wrong? Alpha said his comb over makes him a loser. I wish, Miss Farrelly, you got to meet Alpha and you got to call into his show one of these days. And Alpha, would you put in there at least, if you're not going to call, when your show is, so I can get it down exactly. But he's a very nice guy. He has a show on also, Miss Paralegal. And let me say again, thank you, Texas May 235, for being here. And I invited her to give a call, and she hasn't yet, but someday probably she will. And, my son's down there listening and all, so blessings to you, boy, if you hear me. Yep, hear your old pop up here trying to say a word or two. But I'm sorry, Ms. Paralegal, what were you saying?
I said, no, I couldn't have a show because I'd be disbarred and everything from all kind of stuff.
No, you wouldn't. And let me tell you this. I hope this is only the first of many, many times that you find that you'll be able to be willing to participate, because I've thoroughly enjoyed what you have to say. And, you know, I understand your position on an issue, and I understand Talkman's position on an issue. And, I agree with you. I agree with him in a way that Obama's not, he's unconventional, but he's different. He's the 44th president of the United States.
And people
There's
are
never,
afraid of change.
And he's so different. I mean, he didn't come in with a natural constituent base.
No,
his constituency
he sure didn't.
Consisted of a lot of different people who finally coalesced and created an environment that would allow him to be president. And I don't think not one of them. As a matter of fact, if anything, him being of African descent would have caused them not to vote for him.
Not to vote. That's right. That's right.
You know?
Who do we trust less? Who do we want to do business with less?
Right.
You know,
right.
Our own people. So, of course, that's why I said that comment didn't make sense to me.
Well, you know, the reason I think that we don't want to do business is that because of those belief systems that I was talking about earlier, and those belief systems were established and cultivated to create a divide, a chasm. And that is what those guys, they use technical aspects to try to win elections. Like I say, he brags, I'm going to spend $120 million. Money is not the issue. This issue is about parents. I saw parents walking in Wisconsin that had children on their shoulders. Those children are what this is all about. Those children will forever remember what Skywalker did, and they will forever remember the distress and the consternation and the anxiety that their parents feeling as a result of these Republicans. These Republicans are making the best commercial they could ever make to represent themselves, Republicans and Tea Party members. And if there was ever a time that people needed a definition for Tea Party, then this would be it, because the Republican Party right now is held hostage because, as a matter of fact, Boehner is Speaker of the House of Representatives. And these Tea Party people are attacking Boehner, the Speaker of the House. And this is going to be very interesting how this all comes about. This situation reminds me of a movie that I watched years ago with Clint Eastwood in it. And this lady told Clint Eastwood, some people out there maybe remember what the movie was about. Alpha's got some. Alpha, I'm going to tell this story right quick and then I'll. But Clint Eastwood said, this lady told him, said, they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you. And Clint Eastwood said, no, they're not afraid of me. They're afraid of what they know about themselves. And that's what I see to, you know what I'm saying? That's what I see to be the case.
Yeah, that's
these
it.
Days. They're not afraid of Obama, President Obama. They're afraid of what they know about themselves.
Come on, that's it.
Christie, would you run? Christie won't run. Plenty. The Pawlenty, that guy, governor, wherever he is, of whatever state, would he run? You know, and you got Kasich over in Ohio, and I'm hoping that Kasich unifies the citizens. And don't let them put these words in your head to call you a union, because the union, the United States was a union. The union flag was what, in, quote, unquote, liberated many people. It liberated the people that were held in Auschwitz and those the concentration camps. The United, UNITED, States of America, liberated liberals. So they liberated people who were in concentration camps and who were in dire straits and real precarious situations all over the world. And even
right.
though the United States under previous administrations have made tremendous international mistakes, to my idea, you change, you don't destroy the system. You change the managers of the system. And I hope and pray that people understand, I don't care to negotiate with Boehner. I don't care to negotiate with Scott Walker. Vote them out. Vote them out.
Let
Mr. Grossman sit on the outside and see what it's like to be a slob. He calls these people slobs. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Hardworking people who have children. He called the, even the students in there. He called them slobs. But
yeah.
let me throw this out there. Brother Alfo's show is on Blog Talk Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Standard Central Standard Time. Truth. It's http www.blogtalkradio.com/truthworks, and it's going to be on Saturday, this coming day after tomorrow, at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I guarantee you, I'm tell you that my brother, me and him, he and I, with Alpha and Talkman agree, and you and I agree, and we one of these days we'll get us all
wow.
out here and we'll get after it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, I'm 100%.
Yeah,
I can't help
Alpha
it. I'm 100%.
And Talkman agree?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's
well,
said?
No.
Oh, wow.
I can't speak for Alpha. Alpha can speak only too well for himself.
Oh, okay.
But you got to tune in to his show. I implore you. I encourage you, and I highly recommend Brother Alpha's show. He is a lot more informative than I am. But the brother's off. When I retire, God willing, in a little while, of how long it's going to be, I have a little bit more time to do some research and hopefully do some better show preparation. But, you know, we do the best we can with what we have, and I'm inspired to do what I do, and I hope that it's of some benefit and encouragement to somebody out there. And we can get into any kind of thing, and, you know, especially with the youth and how – you know, mothers can make different decisions, how children can
right.
make different decisions, fathers
right.
can make different decisions. And it's right. just depending on how we want to, you know what I mean, address things. So.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed your show today, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on and speak.
Oh, no, thank you for coming.
And, you know,
on.
Claw people's eyes out and all that stuff, but thank you. I enjoyed it, and I'm going to hang up now so that you can continue and end your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Paralia. God bless
okay.
you and yours, and
yes,
we'll
bye-bye.
Be talking to you here in a little while. All right, bye-bye. Take care. Take good care of yourself. And I really appreciate that. Let me, one more time, I got what? Let me see. What does it say? Oh, 6 minutes remaining right here. And this is Ice and Friends right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're heard Thursday, 7 until 8:30 p.m. And I really appreciate Talkman from around Alabama, Bama Town, Alabama State, giving us a call and really appreciate his views. And Ms. Paralegal, thank you so much for calling in and expressing your views. You very well articulate your position. And we can only look forward to hearing you do it more often. And Texas made down there where my son is down there with Texas made. And thank you for joining us, and God bless y'all. And you know you're welcome to give a call anytime. And let me say one more time, you can call us at 347-945-7040. And it's the next phase with Ice and Friends, or BLAK. blackice.1@gmail.com. That's blackice@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook that way. And if you have any information that you'd like to provide for us, please feel free to do so. And again, Miss Quiet Storm, her show will be on Saturday. Look it up when you go to the Blog Talk search bar. And it'll be about youth, and I can't remember exactly what aspect. I know she was going to talk about date rape. She talks about all kinds of ways that kids can encourage themselves and families can get involved. And also, again, let me mention Sister Rabia Ahmed, who has SMART to change, smart to change. You can www. in your favorite search bar. And Brother Alpha, Miss Janice Graham, and my dear sis, Miss Navazar, one, and dear sister, Miss India, INDIADECLAIR, the real raw right now. And AOCG, there's OCG popped in the room just now. How you doing? Thank you for joining us. God bless you and the family. That's Miss Janice. Well, thank you for joining. I really appreciate it. And you know we're always glad to have you guys, and you know you're always welcome. Feel free to give us a call at any time. And what I'm going to do, Miss Graham, if you want to, I did Alpha's show. Give me yours. Would you put your stuff in there for me, and I can put it out there, please, if you don't mind. I get a few archive listeners. But Alpha is www.blogtalkradio.com/truthnetworks, and I think that's Miss Graham and as well as Brother Alpha, and I can't think of the other lady's name, but I've heard her show. One time I was having some problems. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate you, really do, and you're an inspiration. Both of y'all are an inspiration to me. You do a wonderful work, and I really appreciate what you do. We're a lot different than corporate media. We have anywhere from an hour and a half or whatever we choose to. We don't have commercial. I don't have commercial interest. I do my own thing. I'm my own because I think it's essential that we lend a platform for people to voice their opinions if they choose to do so, because corporate media won't tell you the things that we will allow you to know when we have a chance to do it. And we really appreciate you guys for taking a listen to us. And like I say again, if you get a chance, take a listen to Brother Alpha and the Truth Network. There, Alpha Show, blogtalkradio.com, Truth Networks. Miss OCG, she put it in there, Miss Janice Graham. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. I'm going to get out of here right now. Let's see, 27 minutes after, 27 minutes past 8. And we're on 7 until 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. 83 degrees in West Texas. Was sunny skies today, mostly clear skies. Winds are about 12 miles per hour from the west. And with that said, they call me Black Ice, and we're on the next phase with Ice and Friends. Texas Made, thank you. Appreciate it. Enjoyed you being here. Really appreciate you being here. And we're going to close it out. And we'll be talking to you guys a little bit later. And Brother Alpha and Miss Graham, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you guys or listening to your shows and so forth. And you know you're always welcome. Anytime you feel like giving us a call, please do so. Our Common Ground, she says. Our Common Ground, www.blogtalkradio.com/OCG. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, Miss Paralegal, thank you, Miss Paralegal, for stopping through. And we're going to look forward to you being regular. If you don't mind, stop through anytime. Got 90 seconds, and let me get out of here this way. You guys, thanks for joining us. Take good care, and we'll talk to you next week. May God be with you and yours from me and mine.
make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number, and I know you got mine. But you know that I called you, I called you many times. Take away my life.